Stargazer time. What's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet? Also, what we can look for in our dark island skies, and to start up the new year on Stargazer, Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, happy new year and welcome back. What do you have for us?
Happy new year, Dave. For this week's Stargazers, look out for Jupiter and Mars in the morning sky. We begin the new year with a full moon, so stargazing for your favorite faint stars may be challenging.
You mentioned the moon at the end of 2017. Donald Trump made some statements about trying to send the United States back to the moon. And as always, we got to do a little fact-checking on that, so we turn to you. What can you tell us about that sort of thing?
Well, you are indeed right. Recently, the Trump administration did announce the aim of returning humans to the moon. This is a lofty goal, but it would prove to be an important step before sending people to Mars later on. However, many astronomers and planetary scientists remain deeply skeptical of the administration's plan.
Sounds good in principle. You can imagine it'd be a huge vacation destination if they could figure out easy trips up to that thing. So what are some of the holes?
Well, one could say there are some super massive black holes in this plan. The administration made the bold claim, but made no mention of a timeline or even where the money would come from to fund this enterprise. In fact, all they did was sign a pretty piece of paper that said, "Hey, everyone, we want to go back to the moon."
How much money would something like that cost?
Well, this is a multi-billion-dollar enterprise.
Gotta be, right? You just buy one B-2 bomber, costs that much money, practically. And I think NASA would be leading it, but I'm still thinking they had some funding cuts recently.
They did. And to quote one of the scientists from UC Riverside, this is all hot air until somebody actually does something. And he would be right. To return to the moon is a colossal undertaking. This new directive will put a huge burden on a NASA that is already stretched thin.
And they got to build a big fence up there too, right? To keep the people,
keep the Martians out?
Yeah. And I guess maybe he's thinking of partnering with his buddies, the Chinese, because didn't they announce something similar recently?
They did indeed. And the timing of this announcement from Trump is rather suspect. However, unlike Trump, the Chinese already have a plan.
What's your guess? How many years is it going to be till we get back on the moon, Chris?
Well, I'm going to say it's probably going to be mid to late 2020s.
Okay, so pushing 2030, you're thinking?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to hold you to that. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much, Chris.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.